Translation and purport by His Divine Grace. E.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Translation. In the course of time, it came to pass that people in general became accustomed to greed, anger, pride, etc. Maharaj Yudhisthira, observing all these omens, spoke to his younger brother. Purport. Such a pious king as Maharaj Yudhisthira at once became perturbed when there were such inhuman symptoms as greed, anger, irreligiosity, and hypocrisy rampant in society. It appears from this statement that all the symptoms of the degraded society were unknown to the people of the time, and it was astonishing for them to have experienced them with the advent of Kali Yuga, or the age of quarrel. So, short purport. One thing occurs to me that there's a change in the character of the people. Lust, anger, greed, pride, etc. It's a change in character. Sutta has been concentrating on that. These things are very difficult to change, it seems, because they're governed by the modes of nature. And they're material modes of nature. And so we find out from the Bhagavad Gita that there's divine and demoniac natures. And we can worship the Lord in two ways. We can worship His material energy, or we can worship His spiritual nature. But this change of character, the character in Chaitanya, I remember the verses, Chaitanya Krishna Chaitanya Gauranga Devi Janayaka Yatinam Dandanam Cheva Nayasinam Chasiromani Raktam Bharadara Sriman Navadeep Sudakaraha Prema Bhakti Pradas Cheva Sri Sachinandanas Tataha Divadasa Satani Namani Trisandhyam Yahapaten Naraha Tasilvansa Susidhi Siad Bhakti Silapadambuje. And in those verses, Siddhavasa Namastotram by Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, it talks about Lord Chaitanya, and he describes that the character of the living force. What is the character of the living force? Somebody tell me, as they understand it. To serve. That's the character of the living force. And so we can know that character is very important. It means, it's from the word Chaitanya. And so we should concentrate on this change of character. They're serving these lust, anger, pride, greed, etc. So there's been a change in the character of the people. And it says here in the purport, such a pious king as Maharaj Yudhisthira at once became perturbed when there were such inhuman symptoms of greed, anger, irreligiosity, and hypocrisy rampant in society. It appears from this statement that all the symptoms of the degraded society were unknown to the people of the time, and it was astonishing for them to have experienced them with the advent of Kali Yuga, the age of quarrel. And so this title of this chapter is called The Disappearance of Lord Krishna. So there's somebody else trying to move in. He's like, he's coming into the apartment. As soon as you're out, that's it. My turn, isn't it? I want to play now. And Kali Yuga is not playing, though, with us now. It's, you know, so early on in the age of Kali, when you consider what's happening in today, and in this recent period of time, there's been a change, a rapid change, that is shaking up people. And what's had to happen? They've had to start to live in their houses with each other, you know. And, you know, they're starting to find out what it's like to live together. And maybe it's not such a happy situation. But generally there was always a distraction of their occupation, something like that, to look after the family. But now, they're all in together. They're sitting in their little rooms. And I can remember when I had to first move into the room across the road, it was very, very difficult. Very, very difficult. And it was like... it was like almost like losing my life. It was a strange feeling. And my character had changed, but it had to change. I was forced. I was forced. Poor Sutapa there, Prabhu. He says, you've got to go. That's it. You know? But it was a difficult thing for him. So to give this news to me, because he knew what a character was, you know, and I wasn't the character of the living force, that's for certain. At that time, I could say that my character was in such a distorted form, it caused too many offenses. I had to go. Krishna said, you go. We've had enough. And so, what do you do? But it was Krishna, somehow or other. And I had to go to my spiritual master. And I had to reveal to him the nature of my offenses. And the greatest offense is a guru avagya, where you don't follow the instruction of the spiritual master. And it definitely rebelled against me. And so it gave us a consideration that, you know, there's an old song, it's called A Change Is Gonna Come. It was by Sam Cooke. A change had come. It had to come. And it's a divine providence, though we can't see it at the time. At the time, maybe, though we do know it has to come. So, having done that, it was a time when I had to think about so many things, and also seek the help of my daughter, actually. It's very interesting. she's quite proficient in her job. She's a chartered accountant, and she also went down with this corona disease, whatever it is. I don't know. But anyway, and the children had to look after her. She was in bed a week. She was helpless, actually. She found that actually, that because in her helplessness, she started to become feel peaceful. And she said to me about how that she was actually contemplating, and that she didn't know what was going to happen. And I've been in touch with her, and I said to her, the children, she told me that they were looking after her. You know, one's 16 and the other one's 14. They were looking after her. And they had that responsibility of being the persons there to look after her. And all of a sudden, it was a change of character for them. They had to assume a responsibility of taking care of somebody who had been taking care of them. So, most unusual situation. But I mentioned to her, this is very good for them. They're serving you. They're looking after you. It'll be good for them. Because we say in Krishna consciousness, service brings love. But not the love that they're used to. They liked being served. You know, they liked to be on the other end of it. Well, it was a complete change. But it was good for them. But they couldn't see it still. But they had to get on with it. They knew they had no choice. And that's the character of the living force. It starts to blossom. There was no choice. They were in that situation. And certainly, I spoke to them during that time. And I said to them, do you realize, I want to thank you for helping your mum. You're doing such nice service for her. It's very, very nice. And, you know, her son says, well, I don't know about that. But anyway, they were doing it. And I said, this is, you know, this is very kind. And you're looking after her. And it's so appreciated. Krishna, I said, is seeing all that you're doing. And he's very pleased. If you could understand that, that would be a wonderful thing. Because now you're learning that you have to be sort of mum and dad. And so your whole life is changing. And so Krishna's in charge of you now. You have to let him take charge of you and look after you. And, you know, I don't know if they thought I was crazy at that time, but they somehow got the understanding, I hope, that actually, that from so-called what seems to be bad at the time, that the good can come, and it has to be. You know, all difficulties, all tapasya, it brings us closer to Krishna. But it's in such a way that we don't really realize it at the time. But we've got to have that faith. I had to put myself in the hands of my spiritual master, and I had to go back to him, and it was like a point of humiliation. I had to admit my faults. And actually, he was very, very merciful. He says, I have to speak to you now. And it was then that when Sutapa and his classes, they helped me so much. It said that, you know, we must change our character in some way, and that we must seek help. And so it sort of gave me a push to try and contact my spiritual master in a more positive way, and stop feeling sorry for myself. And because something happened one morning, I was in despair, actually, because when one is in Vaishnava Aparad, it's one that somehow is a position that you entangle other people, because those who are apparently with the repercussions of Vaishnava Aparad, that you get all those dear to you will also suffer from that as well. That's their hereditary. That's what's passed on. And I was in despair. I didn't know what to do. So I prayed and prayed that night, and waited for something to happen. And in the morning, I heard a voice, and it sounded like Prabhupada, and it says, seek advice, get further instruction, get further instruction. And it was like an answer to a prayer. It was most strange. So the thing is, we have to understand that we have to cry, actually. For some reason, Krishna wants us to cry for him. We have to cry because it's so painful, you know, what we've been doing, that we turn to him in deep despair. So it was just one of those things. It had to happen. So, but here we are. We're all together again, and I'm grateful for that, and having your association. So, I just wanted to really just go back to the purport. It says, inhuman symptoms of greed, anger, and irreligiosity and hypocrisy became rampant in society. Shri Shri Radhika Kundan Ki Jai, Shri Shri Gornitai Ki Jai, Shri Shri Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman Ki Jai. Well, I just wanted to refer now to something, if I can find it. Ah, yes. It's a when we went to South Korea with Patanjali Muni, there was a Thanksgiving festival. And I thought we'd take up a Thanksgiving theme. And but the wonderful thing about it here, it says here that, and this is from Prahlad Maharaj, why Thanksgiving? It says, so Narottama Das Thakur, he's offering prayers to the Lord. Ha ha, Prabhu Nanda Sutta, Vishabhano Sutta Yuta, my dear Lord, son of Nanda. Krishna's father's father, his foster father's name was Nanda Maharaj. So he is very much pleased when he is addressed as the son of Nanda. He is the original person. He has no father, but he accepts a devotee as his father. He accepts a devotee as his mother. He is full in himself, but still he awaits the affection of the father and mother. This is the beauty of Krishna. So he takes pleasure when he is addressed as Nanda Suta or as Radha Raman. Like that, so Narottam Das Thakur is addressing him as my dear Lord, son of Nanda, Vishabhona Suta Yuta. And also present with the daughter of King Vrishabhanu, Radharani's father, Vrishabhanu. He was also a king. So Krishna and Radha combined. And the devotee is addressing, my dear son of Nanda, you are now united with the daughter of Vrishabhanu. Now you bestow your mercy upon this fallen soul, Narottama Das, the prayer offered by Narottama Das, the great Acharya. He is saying, my dear Lord, don't kick me away. Don't kick me away. Accept me in your service at your lotus feet. And so what we're looking for at here is an affectionate request. Don't kick us away, Krishna. You know, isn't it? Don't kick us away. And we address him in the terms of his names, different names, because he likes it. He wants it. He wants us to come closer to him in affection and love and thanksgiving. Now, the other thing here, it says right at the end. It says here, he says, the father sends bread. This is Prabhupada from this quote. That is very good. But the son will be intelligent. He will know the father sends his bread even without prayer. Therefore, I must offer my gratitude. That is intelligent. This is pure devotion. Father is not only my father. He is the father of all living entities. He's supplying all the living entities. And yet they cannot offer any gratitude. The beasts and birds, they cannot offer any gratitude. But I am a human being. I have developed consciousness. I must feel grateful for God's mercy and offer my gratitude. That is my duty. And so that's very interesting, is it? It is our duty to show gratitude. And what happens? How many times do we say, thank you very much? And they say, oh, don't thank me, don't thank me. But Prabhupada says, yes. Show gratitude. That's our duty. It's part of it. So say, oh, you're welcome. I really appreciate. We express our gratitude to each other. And it's the best. And so the gratitude is our association with each other. That's the best gratitude. Appreciate the association of devotees. And so I don't have much more to say on this, but they're just expressions of something that we should express to Krishna too, our grateful thanks, and apologize for any offenses in all that we do, because we're in the age of Kali, and that's no excuse. But it's a fact, and the modes of material nature are strong, so we can't underestimate them. It's not that just we're devotees. We mustn't develop this pride that slipped in this verse that was shown here today, that's creeping in to this age of Kali. And I don't know if there's any points that anybody would like to question on this. Yes.
Hare Krishna. Thank you very much for the class, Purujan Prabhu. A few classes ago, Taruna Prabhu made very interesting point. He said that when Krishna departed and when Yudhishthira Maharaj starts seeing all these activities happening in the world, how come that these personalities, these people in the society start developing these characteristics? Was it due to Krishna being present on the planet that they've been kind of a good or pious or dharmic, and due to disappearance of Krishna they become adharmic? Or was it that the propensity within them just kind of start flourishing? If you have any take on this one, Prabhu.
Yeah, it's interesting that it is as following what Sastra says. Kali had to move in, and Sastra says so that we had to usher in another age, which happens once in a millennium. We're in that fortunate age of Kali, where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could come. It's a special age. And so, really, it's fulfilling the predictions of what we're most fortunate in the special age of Kali, where Krishna, just before that, this age of Kali, advented, and then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the form, Krishna in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they came. So really, once in a millennium, it's good fortune. It's not any other explanation that we should count our blessings and be grateful that we are in this particular age of Kali, where we can take advantage of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's merciful gift of chanting of the holy names. Such a simple process, yet so deep. So deep. Deep as an ocean. Why is it deep? Because it causes us to go deep into the scriptures and this chanting and hearing that will purify us. Will purify us in such a way that we will find that the highest goal of life, that of a personal relationship, which Krishna wants, actually, and it's expressed. Krishna wants it. He wants to be a son of Yashoda. He wants it. He wants intimacy. What could you say? It's our lack of appreciation that God doesn't want Godship. He wants to be treated in intimacy. And that's why we have deities, isn't it? That Gaugavinda Swami, he said, they're very merciful, this deity worship is so merciful. They've come in a helpless form. They need to be looked after continually. Fed, put to bed, rest, and pleased. They're like children. They've got to be sort of given some affection and be really cared for. And they're in a helpless condition. They depend on us. They are depending on us. It's very, very wonderful. And of course, with Jivapati, he classic person. You know, he was such a great devotee that he served them for so many years. But when his body packed up, his service packed up. And when you can no longer use your body in your service or any service, then there's people leave. They leave their body by Krishna's grace and take their next step. And it's a natural progress, as Prabhupada says. This body is meant for disappearing. And that's a fact. And so don't hang on to it. You know. And the only thing that makes us hang on is our senses quite a lot of the time. Well, I know it is for me. My senses, they're so strong. So somehow we have to change our character in such a way where we have to find a discipline within ourselves. We have to change our character. And somehow we pray to the Lord for some guidance and our spiritual master. And if we don't find our answer, the spiritual master, we don't seek inquiry with him, we're losing our guide. It's foolish. That's his job. And he's waiting for us. He wants service too. The spiritual master. Oh no, we shouldn't bother him. He's busy. It's not like that. He wants us to inquire from him. If we're in trouble, and I was in trouble, but I didn't. So, you get the repercussions. So, serious consideration. You have a spiritual master. They're there, and they seek your blessing of service. You know. Yeah, Hare Krishna. I don't know if it answers the question in a sort of way.
Thank you, Parajan and Prabhu, for that very personal class. Very, very nice. Just wanted to ask about what you just mentioned about serving Krishna, as well as how your grandchildren were serving your daughter.
Yeah.
Often we find that our parents, you know, when they get old, it's our duty often to look after them.
Yeah.
And so it is said, at least somewhere in parampara, that it's our duty. When you look after your parent, your mother or father, it's like as good as looking after Krishna. And you mentioned that, you know, when we serve Krishna, he's hankering after our service.
Yeah.
He wants us to look after him. So my question is our duty, performing our duty of looking after our parent, often equal as looking after Krishna?
Oh, yes. You'd be surprised. Hold on. Oh, I can find it. Yeah. It's December 19th. And it's on the transcendental calendar. I think it's December 19th, where Krishna Prabhupada explains the secret of surrendering to Krishna. And he says, the secret of surrendering to Krishna is that such a surrendered devotee sees that everything is part of Krishna's plan. Whatever I am meant to be, whatever is meant to be, I am doing. Let me do it with my full attention to every detail. Let me become absorbed in such service, never mind what it is. Let all other considerations be forgotten, and only my desire to do the thing best, for Krishna's alone pleasure is my motive. If that's your motive, Krishna's alone pleasure, It's service to Krishna. He's given it. But it's not by chance, he says. I'm meant to be doing it. If you can have that vision that actually that's a surrendered soul. That's what Prabhupada's saying. And it's very simple instruction. So, December 19th, letter to Jayapataka Swami. And when they've... the whole letter, it's really worth reading. Because he says in there, Jayapataka Swami asks him, should I be enjoying my service? I'm enjoying it. He says, yes. Krishna's reciprocating. Yes, he's responding to your efforts, your wonderful efforts in trying to get Mayapur Dham underway. He says, just by your determination that you are following my instruction, that you are being empowered. It's all happening. And it's in that letter, which is what this quote is, that don't worry about enjoying your service. This is a reciprocation from the Lord. This is something that will come if you... it is for him. And it is for his pleasure. And that we have to find out as we go along, you know, bit by bit. And you soon find out with devotees. They soon let you know, don't they? Isn't it? Somehow there's this nice personal exchanges. And it hurts, you know. But it's okay. It's the best. It's the hurting that is giving us food for life. You know, it's the pain that will give ultimately the ultimate goal of life, serving Krishna, pleasing him. So, no pain, no gain. That's what he's saying. Yeah. So, we can say, I don't know if that answers your question, but it's December 19th on the transcendental calendar. And this is Mother Kalinka used to come and ask me, what's Prabhupada said today? And we discuss it in the morning. And then she said, what did Prabhupada say today later? And I can't remember. So useless, 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 pathetic. So, but she did. She always remembered. So, yeah. Yeah. So, in a way, this transcendental calendar is such a wonderful calendar of Prabhupada quotes to help us. It's his little personal message to us anyway. Okay. So hopefully that will be helpful in some way.
It does.
If your consciousness is saying, this is Krishna's service, I have to do it. It's meant to be. I'm not in charge. He gave it. Otherwise we speculate. Yeah. Any Mataji's question? No? Okay. All your answers are fulfilled. Okay. Okay. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Nitai Gaur Prema Namah.